With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Full funding for the federal purse that supports local conservation projects seems a step closer to reality. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Wednesday announced presidential support for a bill to fully and permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund and address the maintenance backlog for the country's national parks. The Trump administration's proposed budget last month earmarked just shy of $15 million for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That's down 97% from the $495 million Congress approved last year. But in an apparent change of heart this week, the president publicly signaled his support for the fund in a tweet that lauded U.S. Senators Steve Daines of Montana and Cory Gardner of Colorado, both Republicans up for re-election this year. Daines said he and Gardner met with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and President Trump last week to push for the conservation measures.
And in fact, Cory and I both shared pictures from Colorado and Montana. The president was taken aback. There we go. And he was taken aback by the beauty of our states and what the Land and Water Conservation Fund, as well as our national parks, do. And it was a great moment. He committed to doing it.
Montana Senator John Tester, a Democrat, says he's advocated for the fund for a decade and will be an original co-sponsor on the forthcoming legislation.
Because every day that goes by, we're losing ecosystems in this country. These are ecosystems that our kids could enjoy 100 years from now, but will be gone. And once they're gone forever. So getting this to $900 million is quite frankly a no-brainer for the Land and Water Conservation Fund because there are so many places to use those dollars.
Language of the standalone legislation is expected to closely resemble two bills introduced last year. Both had broad bipartisan support in the Senate and House, but stalled. The new bill is expected to authorize $6.5 billion over the next 5 years to address some $12 billion worth of backlog National Park Service maintenance projects. It would also permanently mandate $900 million annually for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses tax revenue from offshore oil and gas development to pay for local parks and access to public lands. Daines says he expects the bill to be introduced by the end of the week, with floor action by April. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.